Scott Haney, Channel 3 on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Steve Scarfo's here. He's a comedian and Army veteran.
Good morning.
Oh, congratulations. Are you doing that event, the Warrior, the comedy show for the veterans?
Yes.
Yeah, Homes for the Brave.
Homes for the Brave.
Yay.
Yeah, we had them on the show.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
It's going to be a great event.
That's tonight at Vizzano's Four Seasons.
Yes.
Yes.
You should come.
Wow. Unfortunately, I can't. I have plans, but I would love to because it would make me laugh.
Yes, it would.
We'll get to your plans in a second because I'm curious because you just had a birthday. And happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you very much.
We texted, but now I get to say it to you.
Yay.
I so appreciate that. Yeah, it was a pretty good day.
We got a guy. Sorry,
go ahead.
No, you go. No, you go. No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
I watched the end of Reacher.
Oh.
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 No spoilers.
My God. No spoilers. It was incredible.
Nice. That was a show.
Which season is that?
It's the third season.
Okay, so now you got to wait.
Hey.
You got to wait. No. Yeah, it's over. I think it's over.
Oh, it's done.
Oh.
I think it's done.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Damn, right?
Oh, that's too bad. It's a great show.
The woman that he... Nellie? I can't remember her name now. She's getting her own show.
Oh.
Spinoff,
yes.
That's what's happening with Yellowstone. Now, if you haven't watched and you don't know anything and you haven't read anything,
right?
Turn the radio down.
Yeah.
So I'm about to spoil something.
Feel free.
But, you know, Kevin Costner was very publicized that he had other things he had to do.
Yes.
So they wrote him out of the show. And then now they have two spinoffs, 1923, 18 something.
Something or other, yeah.
People aren't happy with those.
No happy.
And so now Yellowstone, they're going to go off on these two other characters.
Oh.
Yeah, and we had one of the actresses on the show.
For Reacher?
No, for
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone?
What's it called? 1923?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right.
So, very nice. But incredible. Yeah, like they got Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren, I think, in that show.
Wow.
People are pissed because season two is just taking a long time and nothing's happening. They're not moving things along.
Yeah, that's not good.
You got to move things along.
You do. It's an impatient world, damn it. Yesterday.
We want it now.
Oh, yesterday.
I want it now.
We were talking, we did a story in Dumbass News about a plumber who went back and clogged a pipe because he wasn't getting paid.
Right.
So we started talking to people.
Oh, no.
Not that way, though. Not that way.
No, he didn't clog it that way.
Right.
He clogged it with a balloon.
He had the meatloaf.
Oh, no.
So we were talking about how you got people to pay you who didn't want to pay.
Yeah.
And I got this guy who's been holding here. Do you mind if we take him?
Yeah, take him.
All right. Let's do it.
Brenton Monroe.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey.
So when I was living in Norwalk, my landlord is a really nice guy, older guy. We had some trees, a branch fall on the neighbor's front porch. She's like, oh, this is going to cost thousands of dollars to fix.
So God.
Yeah, and it's the neighbor's yard. It's not it wasn't his responsibility, but he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, well, we'll get an estimate. She's like, oh, well, my son has a friend that has a tree company. Okay, so we get the estimate, the guy comes out, and then we talk to him about taking down a bunch of trees that were older trees. So the guys come out, they do the tree work, great job, everything gets cleaned up, and the bill comes due, it's like $5,000, and
holy
she's like,
cow.
Well, she was at first was saying, oh, I'll split the cost. Okay, so the bill comes, she's like, oh, I'm not going to pay anything. So I look at the bill, and I go, well, the bill's in your son's name, so here you go, he can pay the entire bill, and you can pay your half. She very quickly ponied up her half of the bill.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
See?
But you were just going to have that one tree taken down. You decided to take them all out. So.
Oh, we took down six or eight trees, yeah.
Damn.
This was after she agreed to do half?
Yep.
Wow.
She knew it was going to be six or eight trees?
Yeah, I think so. I don't exactly remember, but she didn't want to pony up her half. So I was like, okay, you can pay the whole thing, man. We'll see you later.
All right, I'm with you, but it sounds like she thought it was going to be one tree, then it turned out to be eight trees.
Oh, no. She knew because her son had worked for the tree company or something like that, so he got the estimate. So she knew what it was going to be, everything.
Okay.
All right.
Because it was trees on the property line, so she was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. And
well,
they didn't want to pay us.
Yep. All right, well, that got it.
Real quick.
All right, thank you, Brett.
Thanks, sir.
Yep, bye.
All right. So what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to Tre Scalini tonight.
Nice.
For dinner in Great New Haven.
Yeah.
And then we're going to Providence. Not Provincetown, but Providence, Rhode Island.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
They have like a big gay scene, and they got a bunch of gay bars. We're going to go and get a hotel room. My friend Eric from Fire Island is taking me and Jack, and he like got us a hotel room. We're going to stay overnight. We're going to go to a nice dinner. We're going to go bar hopping. We're just going to have a good time.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
What's your drink of choice?
What do you think my drink of choice is?
I'm trying to remember. I remember there was a one time you had that. What was that thing?
Cosmo.
That was it. Sorry. I'll write it down.
The official drink of the gay man.
Right, Cosmo. Gotcha.
Is that the official drink?
Oh. I think it is the official drink.
Yeah. It is now.
Right.
It is now.
Sex in the City, I think they kind of coined it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and they were just like, this is now officially the gay drink. This is the official drink of the gay man. Gotcha. And any woman who hangs out with gay men will drink Cosmos as well.
I think the gayest kind of drink I ever had was Appletini.
Oh.
Apple, oh, my God, definitely. That's gay.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, too.
It is, isn't
it's
it?
It's gross, yeah.
I had a summer where I just ordered them all the time. And let me tell you, hangover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hangover, sweet. I mean, Cosmos is sweet, but not like an apple martini. Oh,
you can smell across the room like apple teas in here somewhere.
It's all sugar.
Or bad air freshener, one of the two. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, nasty.
Oh, my God.
What about an espresso martini?
Espresso martini.
I love an espresso martini.
I don't mind them at all.
Those are good. To start the night, you have one of those so you stay awake.
Oh, really? I'm going to have a little Bailey's in it.
I do it at the end.
Oh, see, I do it at the beginning and then have regular martinis after that.
No, no, a little drunk, a little caffeinated. That's a good way to start.
Exactly right. A little buzz both ways.
A little, yeah, a little buzz. Yep. That's good. I think I may have a drink before I go on the air today.
You should do that.
That'd be awesome. Why has Scott have his shirt off?
Dana would love that. It's bad enough they bring liquor on the show and we drink it.
Right.
For some reason, he blended a Cosmo and an Appletini. We don't know why.
Have you ever been drunk on the air?
No, I've been hungover.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
Which is worse,
yep.
I think. Yeah. Oh, it was bad. Never again.
My name is
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was late once in my life, twice in my life. Once I crashed my car into a tree on the way to a live shot. I was going on, it snowed 6 inches, and I was in my little Beetle coming down East Mountain Road in Canton, and I was like, boom!
Right.
The police were kind enough to drive into my live shot, which I thought was nice.
But before you hit the tree, there had to be the moment where you're like, ah!
Oh, my God, it was awful. It was just awful.
That airbag, time...
I was like, what is happening?
Yeah,
and
from
I'm
the
like,
time
all I can
you
think
know,
it is, I got to get to work.
From the time you know that it's, you know, I have no control over this car to the time you hit. Right. Seems like it lasts forever.
You almost narrate it.
It's the king of the off-road vehicles.
Forgive me, it was a telephone pole because they delivered part of the telephone pole to my house.
Oh. Can you autograph this?
And said, you owe us money.
Oh.
Did they deliver it as a joke or they were serious?
Yes, they delivered it as a joke.
Okay, cool,
but I think you do have to pay in certain instances if you wreck.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they cheat.
You
got
to pay for it.
Yeah.
How much is a telephone pole? Anyone out there have to pay?
I don't know.
$2,500?
It used to be 1,000.
Your sister hit one.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's up since then. I think it's like even higher than that now.
Yeah. What year was it?
Oh, it was like 86, 87.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is 90. So
looks like it depends on the materials.
2004.
What's that, Brian?
Looks like it depends on the materials. It could be anywhere from $1,200 to $5,600 with insulation and everything.
That's an expensive pole.
Holy crap.
Yeah, in that case, I want the rest of the pole, bring it to my house. Oh, I'm going to do something with it.
And your airbag went off?
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Did it hit you in the face?
I think I ducked.
You ducked?
Wouldn't you be ducking into the bag?
I saw the pole coming, and I was like, I got to get it.
I got to go.
They found it folded over.
I'm not going to watch this.
Go.
Right.
Did you just say, Scott, that you had a cheerleader car?
I had the Cabrio, which is the Volkswagen Rabbit convertible.
Right.
In white. It was all white.
Right.
I might as well just be a woman.
Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick has one of those, too.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I dreamt that I had a Cabrio the other night, but it was red. And I left the top down in the Pathmark parking lot.
Oh.
And I came back overnight, and the car was fine.
Huh. At Pathmark?
Yeah, it was really, it was incredible.
Right. That Pathmark has not left your brain.
No.
No. Yeah. I dreamt, AJ, I dreamt about King Cullen other night.
King Cullen, next is Walbaum's.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Right. Did you work at King Cullen?
I did for 30 days, and they fired me. It's the only job I've ever been fired from.
So you worked the supermarket circuit?
Yeah, I did all supermarkets.
Nice. No Finest?
No. I think Finest, I think some of the Pathmarks bought out some of the Finest.
The worst name ever for a supermarket was Bohack. It sounded like
Bohack.
Someone's coming up like Bohack.
On Larkin Road.
My grandma used to shout at Bohack. I'm like, what's
Bohack?
Bohack.
Sounds like everything on Bohack shelves is at least 7 days past due.
It just sounds like a place where you wear Carhartts and like you struggle with math and you eat deer meat a lot.
Bohack.
I'm going to Bohack.
I'm going to Bohack.
Who eats in Bohack?
Sounds like a valley in Montana.
What's funny is you think they actually had things on the shelf.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, they did.
Yeah, the Bohack in Shirley, Long Island.
Shirley. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, they were living.
Yeah.
Big time.
Shirley and Massick.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I think they tried to rename Shirley.
Right.
Did they?
Stop calling me Shirley?
George Madison something.
Really?
Walter Wimple, or I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
William Floyd.
Oh, William Floyd. Oh, okay. Yeah, the highway.
After the highway.
Yeah. I think. I'm not sure.
Right.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, Shirley. You can't change it.
What's the most embarrassing car you ever had?
Yeah.
So was it that Volkswagen?
The Cabrio? The Cabrio.
Yeah.
The gayest car I've ever had. That was definitely the you know, we were driving and I'm like, oh my God, this is, well, the funny thing is I bought my, in 98, when I was first coming to Connecticut, I went to Bill Barry Volkswagen, which is no longer in existence,
right,
in West Hartford. And I'm going back and forth. I'm like, is the Red Beetle gay? Is it too gay? Is it gay? Is it too gay? Am I, people going to think I'm gay? And then I'm like, no, nobody's, you know. And I'm like going back and forth and back and forth. I'm like, no. I said, just get the red car. It's nice. So I got the red car. I go there to pick it up. We're out. They take me out on the lot, which is on the corner of a major intersection. And I'm looking at the car. There's the car. It's beautiful. It's all red. A motorcycle guy goes by on the highway and goes, fag!
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
A drive-by, yep.
I was like, oh, my God. I got the gayest car on earth.
Right.
What would be on the list of gay cars?
Let's see.
I used to drive a Scion XB, which is those like cube box cars.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! That is unbelievable.
That's more nerd than gay, right?
Well,
did it actually have the hamsters in it when you bought it?
No.
They were under the hood.
That's the Kia Soul.
The Soul, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, the Ford Fiesta has to be on that list.
I had a Cadillac and the engine went, and my dad loaned me a car.
Oh no!
And I had to like show up on for date to pick up dates.
What
in
was
a
it?
Zephyr.
Oh,
and the Ford.
What the heck?
And was it a Zephyr? Lincoln Zephyr?
Mercury Zephyr, yeah.
Yeah, Mercury.
Mercury Zephyr.
Not even a real brand.
Right, you can't even spell the damn thing. Zephyr.
Zephyr.
Right.
Zephyr.
What do you got?
Sounds like a disease.
I've got a Zephyr.
What do you got? I got Zephyr. I'm going to put some ointment on that and the whole thing will clear up.
Just give it some talcum powder. You'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh. He's got a Zephyr. I saw myself.
Oh, so embarrassing. So it's hard. You cannot look cool in a Zephyr. Even Brad Pitt would look like a nerd in a Zephyr.
Remember the Pacer? Remember that thing? It looked like an egg.
The Pacer. My dad had one of those. Surprisingly, those cars were pretty built. Because my dad got hit by six cars on an expressway.
Oh my God.
He got hit like a tennis ball.
But it was all glass.
And it didn't break. No glass broke.
Wow.
The car was bent. It actually drove home bent.
It was weird when you're inside.
The car drove home bent.
It was bent.
It was like dog tracking.
Like my dad.
It took 14 hours because he kept turning left.
My dad's sitting sideways.
Honey, what's in the driveway?
My dad's
he parallel parked, but he was driving straight.
My dad's going sideways. He's sitting sideways going straight down the street.
That's a guy who doesn't want to buy a record to pay for a tow truck.
182 left-hand turns.
You got hit by, six big cars, two like Impalas and like Buicks and stuff.
When you got in that Pacer, you felt like you were in a snow globe.
Yeah. That door.
Yes, you did.
That door was so reinforced. It was hard to close that door. It was like closing the door of a submarine. It's like, boom.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
What a piece of turd. Oh. And the Vega. Another gay car is the Vega.
Vega.
My sister had one. She had a 73, and then you close the door, and you heard rust falling off of it.
Yes, it was unbelievable.
when she drove down the street, it was like a crop duster. It was burning so much oil. This blue cloud going down the street, like, they go, Sambri. Hold your nose.
Yeah, we got to let Scott go. He's got to go do TV.
All right, have a great weekend. Yeah, you too,
happy
man.
Happy birthday,
thank
Scott.
You.
Thank you, brother.
Have fun.
We'll talk to you next week.
Remember that story we did a while back about the grandma who fell and her 3-year-old grandson saved him?
Yeah.
Do we have the audio from that?
Bridger, what'd I tell you? Come here.
If Bridger wasn't there,
I don't know what I would have done.
Sharon Lewis is Bridger's great-grandma.
Gigi.
His Gigi.
Grandma! She had her walker, and she fell.
And when I fell, I hit the corner of the cement step.
Ow. She bumped her head, and then it popped open.
Her head popped open.
Right.
It turns out it was his great-grandmother.
Right, Gigi.
What a voice she has.
Like Marge Simpson.
That's a great voice.
I would do cartoons.
Listen, Sharon Lewis is on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Good to hear you.
Yeah.
Glad everything worked out.
How's your head?
Glad you're better.
How is your head?
Oh, it's healing. It's fine.
How bad was it?
Yeah.
22 stitches. Actually, they were staples.
Oh.
That's when you know it's so bad.
Yeah. When they staple you.
Yeah. Every time they saw something bleeding, he stapled my head.
Oh. I hope he gave you anesthesia first.
Wait, run this by me again?
Yeah.
They just kept putting staples in? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, every time they'd wipe it off and they'd see something bleeding, he'd put another staple in.
Oh.
Is this a doctor or someone just in the neighborhood?
They're in Home Depot? Aisle 7, Home Depot.
Did the staple gun say Craftsman?
Swing line. Ka-dunk.
That's how I would handle it. I would just staple.
Like a
wipe.
Right.
Okay, more blood. Right. Another staple.
Right. So it's 32. Yep. That was like a zipper.
23 or 32?
Yeah, it was.
23.
22.
22.
Still, it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yep. More than five. Yep. Yeah.
So your great-grandson said your head popped open.
Right.
It really popped open.
Yeah.
It really did. Yes, it did.
Oof.
And when you fell over, when that happened, did you know how bad it was?
I knew I was bleeding a lot. He said to me, Gigi, are you okay?
Wow.
And I said, sure I am. And he goes, there's a lot of bleed.
A lot of bleed. Gotcha.
Right. A lot of bleed. And so I knew it was bad, but I didn't pass out or anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a tough lady.
Yeah, strong lady, yeah.
How old are you?
Yeah, thank you.
77?
77. Oh, still young.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, you're young.
Yep.
Yeah. But tough.
Yeah.
Tough as nails.
Yeah, you took out cement steps.
I will say I'm glad to hear her great-grandson was just three. When you said her grandson said her head popped open, like, that's not a description an adult gives.
Right. He's 27. Just kidding.
Yeah. So, yeah. He was there for you. He's three.
Yeah.
He's three.
Smart kid.
I don't know what I would have done if he hadn't have been there.
Right.
Were you able to get up on your own?
No, I could not get up.
Wow. See, he saved your life.
You had fallen and you couldn't get up.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
And nobody was there. We couldn't get the neighbor. Nothing.
Wow.
No life alert.
Nothing.
I didn't have life alerts.
You got to have one of those.
My phone was in the car.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time to have one of those necklaces in case something happens.
In case Bridger's not around.
Let's practice now.
Yeah, just in case.
We're going to practice. I've fallen and I can't get up. Good, say that.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
All right, good. Right. You got it.
We'll send help. We'll send help right away.
We're going to send help right away.
GG. Wow.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Man.
I don't know what I would have done if he hadn't have been, you know, I told him Jesus would help him.
Right.
And that he could not be afraid. And when he got to where the gate was in the backyard, he came running back and he says, "There's a lot of dark out there."
Wow. Well, he's not wrong. That's how night is, yeah.
Yep. And I said, "Yes, there is, but Jesus will help you. Don't be afraid."
Nice.
And when he got to the gate, he opened the gate and the light, the security light came on and the camera came on.
Wow.
And when we were listening to it later on, we could hear him say, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid."
See?
All the time he was trying to get the door open.
Right.
He's telling himself.
Right.
That's a brave kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then luckily the car was unlocked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he went all the way out to the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he went to the car, got the phone. Did he make the call himself?
No, he got it. He brought it back to me. And I called my daughter, and then everything happened after that.
Yeah.
Wow. Here come the ambulance and everybody. The neighbor came over. The neighbor came over and took him over to her house. Her husband took him over to their house, and he he was eating cereal and watching cartoons.
Nice.
Wow.
Kids got
didn't even phasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Yeah. Is that annoying? It's like, hey, I'm out here bleeding.
Right. Hello.
You're eating cereal, watching cartoons.
Yeah, when you're looking chums.
No, that was just fine with DG.
Okay. All right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So did you do anything to reward him for his good deeds?
Well, I got him some toys, of course, and we had a dinner, but he didn't want to be a hero. He didn't think that he was a hero.
He's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, "Oh, you're Gigi's hero." And he said, "No, I'm Bridger."
Right. That's right, I'm Bridger.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. That's his name.
That's his name.
Bridger's his name, yeah.
Oh.
It's like almost like Reacher.
Yeah,
Bridger.
Bridger is a cool name.
He's a future series on Netflix. Bridger.
Bridger is a cool name.
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's a good kid.
That's awesome.
Well, he did a great job.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, Gigi. Maybe he's a little bit of a hero because he was afraid and he was telling himself not to be afraid.
Conquered his fears.
So he could plow through.
Right. Get that phone.
So in his mind, he was in danger.
Right.
He wasn't sure. It was dark out. Wasn't sure what was happening. Right. And he put himself in danger to save somebody else.
Exactly. He could have kept on walking to the street, car, done, you know. You never know.
Yeah. The same. He could have just stayed there. I don't know what would have happened if he hadn't done what I asked.
That would not have gone well.
I don't know what would have happened if I'd have been knocked out.
Yeah.
Poor little guy.
Yep.
Now, listen, there's a lot of stories where, you know, people fall, they get hurt, they can't get up, they can't make the call.
Yep.
And they're found.
Yeah. Days later, weeks later.
And it's not good.
Yep. Yeah. So, now I'm Bridges in town.
Yep. But he's a good little guy.
Awesome.
You know, that's the age where they start surprising you.
Yes.
With the things they say and the things they do. They're like, how old are you?
Yeah, right. Like three going on 40.
Three. Yeah. Yeah. Has he done anything like that? Has he, besides, you know, doing the great job here when you fell, has he surprised you with some of the stuff?
He asked his aunt, he says, is Uncle Brian taller than you, Aunt Terry? And she says, yeah, he's taller than I am. And he goes, why?
Oh.
And Aunt Terry said, well, boys are usually taller than girls. And he thought about it for a minute, and he said, well, I'm not taller than you are.
Wow, see?
Yeah, so he has a good little mind.
He's right there.
He analyzed things already.
He's right there.
Yep.
What does he want to do when he grows up? Do we know yet?
He likes construction equipment, like bulldozers and tractors and
great.
Things like that. And he knows all their names. So we're kind of excited about that.
Yeah, Bridges gonna make bridges.
Yeah.
Bridge by Bridger.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Such a happy ending to this story.
Glad you're feeling better, too.
Glad you're feeling better. We have a person who does a commercial on this station. We have a person who does a commercial on this station who sounds like you.
Yeah.
The hair of the dog lady.
Yeah. Has a club, yeah.
Right. Can we find that commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, thank you, Sharon Lewis, for coming on. And
yes,
we're so glad you're okay.
Say hi to Bridger.
He's fine. He is just plowing right through and being as ornery as ever.
Good.
Excellent.
When do you get your staples out?
They're out already.
Nice. Oh. Look at you. Super
fantastic.
Yeah.
This happened in February, actually.
Okay.
That's pretty
February.
Fast.
Yeah, that's good healing. Yeah, that's good healing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
All right. Well, we're glad you're okay and have a great weekend. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's weird. If I talk to someone older or younger, I have to say bye-bye.
Right.
I don't just say bye.
Bye-bye.
I have to say
always
bye-bye.
Right.
I don't say hi-hi.
Right. You say bye-bye.
I say bye-bye.
Right, right. I say yo-yo sometimes.
Bye seems
yo-yo.
Too short. It's like, okay, bye.
Right, bye.
Wouldn't that seem short?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little
it seems
curt.
A little rude.
A little curt.
It's almost like a little
curt.
Now,
yes.
I can say it to you guys if I'm getting off the phone. All right, bye.
Yeah, bye. I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Right. It's right. Fine. But if I say it to an elderly person, you say, okay, bye. It's like, you need an extra bye.
You do.
In case you didn't hear the first
it's
one.
It's sweet, yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have the hair of the dog commercial.
Sandra D here from Hair of the Dog in Milford. Yeah. Did you know that in addition to our award-winning wings, 8-ounce Wagyu beef hot dogs, and triple steak burgers, we also have
$5 Fridays.
It's close.
Yeah.
It's close.
Very similar, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a daughter. Her name is Gianna. We call her Gigi. And the other day, she's 8. Oh, 9. Goodness, if I get that wrong, she's going to be mad.
God.
Thankfully, she'll never hear this.
Well, we're sending it to her.
She's 9, and we're like... We call her Gigi all the time, and she's like, I don't want to be called Gigi. That's a grandmother. I'm like, no, it's not. Now I'm in trouble.
All right, we're asking you to call in your pet story. We'll put you in the running for George Lopez tickets. Jen and Meriden.
Hi, guys and girls.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Friday.
Hi, you too.
Friday.
Dun, dun, dun.
So it's not my dog, but it's my nephew's dog. His
name
was Goth, and he was a black lab.
Right.
And anything that fell on the floor, this dog ate.
Okay. Right.
He had allergies. He had to have special food. But he was the nicest dog.
Right.
Was.
So one day I was over there. He passed away a couple years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I hope that is not connected to this story.
Yeah, he ate a firecracker. Just kidding. No, what? So you're saying?
So I was at my nephew's house one day, and my niece went to get something out of the dryer, and a pair of underwear fell out. Oh. And within 10 seconds, Gus had that underwear. We chased him around the yard for a while, and then we finally decided that we needed to do something. And if you give a dog peroxide, they'll throw up.
Oh, really?
So, yep.
Okay.
So we gave him some peroxide out in the yard, and 5 minutes later, he threw up the underwear and some more underwear and a Christmas ornament.
Oh, my God.
And a Q-tip and foam and apple. There was so much stuff.
It was a grab bag.
Yeah, it was a storage facility.
I think this is a scene I saw in Jaws.
That's right.
A license plate.
Right. A can.
A 57 Chevy falls out.
Right. A lost civilization. Yep.
How old was he when he passed?
All kinds of tools. Oh, he was about 11 years old.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
He was such a good dog.
Right. And
so many problems.
I've never had a black lab. I love black labs.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're beautiful.
I would love to have one.
Yeah, nice and shiny.
And they're just happy.
They always
are. They're just happy.
You never see a bad black lab.
They're ready to go.
Mood.
They're ready to play.
Hey,
throw a ball. Let's go.
No matter what time of day. Yep.
All right, Jen. Great call. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Anthony in the truck.
Hey, Adam. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you. I did win the George Lopez tickets yesterday, so I'm just kind of calling in because I thought I had a good pet story.
Okay.
Excellent.
We had a dog. His name was Buddy. He was a half bulldog and beagle. And my buddy would make mozzarella, fresh mozzarella on the side.
Yeah.
$5 for a pound of cheese, wrap it in saran wrap. He came over to my house one day to drop off 2 pounds of it. I put it on the island, and I walk my buddy out the front door. I come back within, like, I don't know, 30 seconds. The dog had ate. I was like, where's the cheese? The dog had ate both, you know, 2 pounds of cheese. And, you know, saran wrap and everything, like it was nothing. Like, I...
Wow.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, the dog's not Parmigiana.
I mean, at least it's packaged on the way out.
Right. Yeah, but that's right.
I mean, you
it
know,
comes out.
You couldn't even tell he ate it. I mean, it was just... I was like, wait, did it fall on the floor somewhere or what? But no, it was gone.
Yeah, trust me, he shared that cheese later on.
But the poop came out in a plastic bag.
Look, it's already wrapped.
Already wrapped.
Was that bulldog and beagle?
What's that?
You said bulldog and beagle?
It was a bulldog beagle mix. He looked more like a bulldog. He was very strong.
Right.
But had kind of that beagle... The floppy ears and the.
I'm just picturing
like
a bulldog head on a beagle's body.
Seriously, yeah.
Monster head.
You know, the short little tail. Little
a new girl like that, yeah.
Your dog was a bobblehead.
Yeah.
He lived to be 17 years old.
Wow.
We put him to sleep last year. But he was, sorry, man.
Right.
He was a crazy dog.
Yeah.
But that's my story. But thank you for the ticket, Jeff.
Thank you.
Anthony, thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Nick in West Haven.
Dog ate well.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, so about, say, 2 years ago around Christmas time, had some friends of mine from out of state come up, so we went to zoo parties and got some pie, hung out. Mm. After I left there, on my way home, my wife at the time gave me a call, and so we have a Dachshund Chihuahua mix. She weighs all of maybe 8 pounds.
Dachshund.
So she called me up, and... she's like, hey, the dog got into your lunch bag. It was on the table. She somehow ended up on the table and chewed through the lunch bag. But so my ex-wife said, you know, yeah, there's a bunch of chocolate wrappers on the floor.
Uh-oh. Not good.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Can I ask you something first before we get there? The Dachshund and Chihuahua, I'm picturing asshole.
Right. Right, like
those two combined.
A long asshole.
She knows you, she loves you, and if she doesn't know you, she hates you.
Okay, gotcha.
She'll let you know it.
That's exactly what I expect.
And a dachshund and a chihuahua, because that's a chorizo.
Yippee and howly, just like his ex-wife.
Exactly right.
So
yeah.
Anyway,
some chocolate wrappers.
Long and bitchy, yeah. Right.
Yeah, so she ended up hopping on the chair, I guess, and hopped onto the table, ripped through my my lunch bag. It was a soft lunch bag. And so my, you know, ex-wife said, yeah, there's a bunch of, you know, dark chocolate wrappers laying around. I'm like, well, how much did she eat?
Right.
And she says, I don't know. There's nothing left in this lunch bag. So I'm like, oh, my God. So I ran home, grabbed the dog, and threw her in my pickup. We drove out to the emergency vet up in Shelton. And they took the dog right in, induced vomiting. And I guess there's like a poison control, like hotline for pets.
Yeah.
So I had to call them up and tell them exactly what she ate. Turns out this little like 8 to 10 pound dog ate 4 times the lethal dosage of chocolate.
Wow.
Oh my God.
According to them. Yeah. So they kept the dog overnight and, I went to go pick her up the next morning, and I'm like, how'd she do? How is she? They're like, oh, the dog's fine. The chocolate didn't faze her at all. She was playing with the dogs and the pets and everything all night.
She had little kids around the house.
How much was that?
Yeah.
So, it was about
$2,500. Ooh.
Not bad. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So they induced vomiting.
Exactly.
Expensive chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
When you see your dog sick, though, you'll pay anything.
Of course. Oh, yeah. To make it feel better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When we got there, we had to sign all this paperwork. Like, do you want us, you know, how much money do you want us to spend on the dog before we stop? And,
really?
Do
they gave you a limit. What's
this?
The ceiling here?
Yeah. And so I just clicked off unlimited. You know, I'm like, well, what's going to happen if I can't pay? Are you going to repossess my dog? You know?
Right.
Right. Or put it down.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Make it sick again.
So, nope, she was fine, and she's still with me today. And every time she smells chocolate, she tries to get some.
Oh, yeah. Guess stop that.
That's the thing. They don't learn.
Nope. No much off of you, yes.
They do not learn.
Yeah, don't leave anything out around her anymore.
Yep.
Right. All right, Nick. Bill in Shelton, what's your pet story?
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, we, a while back, we got two rescue kittens. And, you know, we had to sign all this crazy paperwork, promised they'd be indoor cats,
yep.
promised we wouldn't declaw them.
Yep.
You know, all that stuff, had to use their recommended vet.
Oh.
So when it came time, we brought them both to the vet to get neutered. And then, oh, probably about 3-4 months later, one of them started spraying.
Oh, that's supposed to be it.
I'm taking a look at the cat, and I'm looking. I bring it back to the vet. They only took out one nut.
Oh.
How do you miss the other one?
Well, wouldn't just one work? I'm assuming. Wow.
I was like, how hard is it to count to two?
Right.
So we had to bring her, you know, go through the whole thing all over again.
Oh, man.
Right.
A lot of half-done jobs in this show today.
Yeah, seriously, right? Yeah.
Welcome to Half-Job Dunville.
Cool, right. I wanted tutored, not neutered.
They both learned how to sit, give paw,
nice.
Fetch, and everything else. They were cool cats.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. But it was a killer when the vet wanted to charge me again, and I'm like, oh, yeah, right, for your mistake. You can't count to two, and you want me to pay again.
Yeah, and you got off the hook? They didn't charge you?
No, we got off the hook because I argued strongly with her.
Good. Excellent.
Usually those rescue places, when you get the cat and bring the cat home, everything's done.
Yeah, like Marshall was. Marshall taken care of.
Yeah.
Marshall, they thought was a girl at first. Until they went through the phone.
But they said we had to wait till 12 or something to get them fixed.
Okay.
So it was 4 weeks.
It's got to be a certain age. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Those cat people, they're really something else.
Yeah.
I would not be able to do it. They turn their homes over into their cat. Homes are basically cat shelters.
Basically,
it's like 30, 40 cats.
Right.
All in cages.
Everywhere.
Yeah, no.
And, you know, they're constantly working the phones to get them.
When my daughter
places.
Got her own place, she took the two.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and then we got a rescue dog now, and she's a great dog.
Good for you.
Cool.
All right, Bill, thank you. You're in the running for the tickets. Mattitude.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Okay. AJ, I'm glad you're doing better, man. Come on.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Back in the day, I had a cat named Gonzo. It was a tabby.
That's a great name.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
what color tabby?
Red and white.
Red
or
and white.
Orange and white,
orange.
I should say.
Oh, nice tabby, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Look like,
my favorite
you
cat.
You remember the premiere in the dogs, what do you call it? The commercial
Morris.
With the cat?
Morris.
Nine Lives.
Nine Lives, yeah.
Yes. But she would headbutt my door until I opened it up.
Well, Kathy was Gonzo.
Yeah. Well, I did
good
it
point.
After the Ted Nugent
right.
album.
All right. It's a Wango Tango.
And the minute I opened up the door, she just jumped on my pillow. And I'm like, well, it looks like I'm sleeping on the floor tonight.
Exactly. Kitty rules.
Yeah.
Yep. Marshall runs my house. Martial law. Yep.
Yeah, I love cats. I love all animals. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see I'm a diehard wolf lover.
Nice.
I love my wolf.
You know, wolves eat cats, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, but
I hope you like these cats for the right reasons.
Right, just keep them indoors. Keep them indoors.
You don't see them as food
right.
for your wolves.
Yeah, but the day she got killed, I was just so depressed.
What happened?
Yeah.
She got run over. Somebody let her out of the house.
Ah, the worst.
And it just crushed me. My dad had to tell me.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
No problem, man.
All right.
You know.
Thanks for bumming us all out here.
Oh, come on, man. I love you guys. I call you all the
time. Nah, we want to be sad with you here.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to keep moving.
Right.
Thank you, man. You're in the running.
All right. Take care, bro.
All right, brother. That's the friggin' worst, man.
Yep.
Pizza Man Dan.
Hey guys, how's it going again?
What's up again?
Good.
Hey, well, I got some free time at work, so I figured I'd call. 15 years ago, I go to my buddy's house. His stepfather was breeding German Shepherds, and the dogs knew me. So I get out of my car, and here comes the dad, the dog named McGraw. I'm like, hey, McGraw, comes up to me. Doesn't make a sound, just comes up and bites me right where a cat.
Joe McGraw. Had a ball.
Right in the nuts.
Had a ball, yeah.
The whole Frankenbeans.
Oh.
And I'm like, and it was a shock. I'm like, I didn't feel anything until I realized, I'm like, oh man, he just bit me.
Right.
He just bit me. So his dad, kind of stepdad, comes out. He's like, oh my God, what happened? And, you know, going crazy on the dog. And my buddy's mom comes out, and his mom was really good looking.
Oh.
And she's like, Dan, let me take care of you. So I go in the bathroom and she drops him, and she's taking care of me.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm like 23 at the time.
What?
Right, and you pant like a dog.
So my drawers are down. She's on her hands and knees, you know, cleaning me up.
Yeah, this is a different kind of story than I thought we were heading into.
Yeah.
And then
I need to talk
my buddy stepdad comes in, and he looks at me, and I said, yep, this is exactly what it looks like. And he's like, is there anything I can do? I said, yeah, give me that bottle of scotch over there.
Yeah, get the dog back over here. I won't get bit every week.
But now every time, now they moved to Texas, but every time I talk to my buddy John, his mom always asks, how's it doing?
Right.
How's it doing?
Right.
I said, oh, it's better after you took care of it.
Right. After an earache, you do it too.
Yeah, so there's my story for you guys.
Just writing this down for a storyline.
Damn, man. You got to write the penthouse.
Chaz is taking notes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Seriously.
What the hell?
Wow. We're in Texas. Chaz, we need to have the detail.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Pizza
Man.
You
know what? I'll have my buddy call you guys one of these days. And
verify?
Nice. He's up. No, he's funny. His mom and stepdad aren't together anymore, but yeah, it was a story that I never lived down. So fun times, guys.
Sounds like
never lived down. I've never stopped thinking about that.
Seriously, yeah. I moved to Texas.
Oh my God,
I get bit a lot.
There's a whole website
that would have provided me with lots of great moments.
You got bit again? The third time today.
Every time he comes over, he's always getting bit. I don't know why.
Right.
There's a whole website with stories like that.
Yeah. I think about your mom a lot.
Right.
Oh, guys, you make my day.
All right.
Listen, you take it easy.
How you do?
All right, we'll see you, man. Is that real? Is that real?
Dear Penthouse.
Right.
Like, that's what that's.
What do we think, Kara? Was that real?
I never thought it would happen to me.
Yeah.
Right.
You think so?
I think there's a little sus there. I don't know.
I hope for his sake it was real.
If not, it was a great story. Yeah. I don't care.
He told it well.
You guys know this guy, though. He calls a lot.
Just tell us.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Just tell him slower next time.
He does a lot for veterans as well.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to make fun of him for that story. But
no, of course not. No.
Yeah.
Nobody got bit right in the junk.
Right. Yeah. That dog hooked him up.
Ugh.
That dog did him a favor.
Yeah, but imagine peeing after that, and then it's like, it looks like a yard sprinkler.
Right.
Just in every different direction.
Right.
Like one of those wiggle hoses.
Right. Just tell mom about it. I got to prop my sprinkler.
Do we do one more?
I don't know. Yeah, it's great.
All right, so DJ's on the phone. He's had an ankle bracelet on. You have one on now, or you had one on?
I got it on right now.
Wow.
Can we hear it?
No, I can't let it make a noise unless I got a charge. If I got a charge, it'll tell me to charge. But I don't have any parameters left. I'm not even monitored no more. It's just on because I'm still going through the case.
Okay.
So once, you know, the case is over, it'll take it off. But I'm 2 years now that I had it on. So at this point, there's no monitoring.
The only time
I get an alert is if the battery's low.
Right.
And I got a charge, I'll get a bleep. But it,
and
you know.
Can you trick it? Like when you were in the monitoring phase, were you able to cut some corners, maybe go out?
Nah.
No.
No, nothing. Like if I walked a dog, like I was staying in a condo at the when it first happened. And if I walked a dog too far, I got a phone call.
Whoa,
or the alarm
man.
Went off.
Right.
Like it's down to feet.
Wow.
Whoa.
So
like
she'll have to. Yeah, I don't want to get too far ahead. But when they put it on her, she'll go to the house and with the probation officer. And they'll zap it right there, and they'll say, okay, you stay within this house, and within 10 feet of the outside of the house, that's your parameters.
Wow.
And if she crosses that, it's alerted immediately.
Whoa.
I need to get one of those for my kids.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. my car keys.
We're going to the mall. No, you're not. You're at Jimmy's house.
Yeah. All you wives listening now.
Yep.
Don't even think about it.
I need my car keys.
Don't do it. No.
Oh, man. What's that like, living like that?
No, it's terrible. I mean, you know, obviously I put myself in a bad situation, but, I mean, it sucks in the shower, sleeping, like can't go in the pool. Like now it's not even a bother.
It's
except
tough
for
to meet
things.
Women with that on, right. too, right?
Yeah. It's a conversation part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you try not to. I've had the same girlfriend now since this happened.
Oh,
so
okay. Right. All right.
I don't think it's a great conversation piece. Hey, you think my monitor on my ankle's sexy? Like, right, I wouldn't. Right. I probably would.
You get the tan lines.
How do you accessorize with that? What does this go with?
You need to make like an ankle bracelet, like a mixer.
Right.
So you get the guys with the bracelets, the girls with the bracelets. Everybody's, you couldn't get together in the same place.
A bunch of felons and degenerates.
Right.
That's a good name for it. That's a good name for the meeting.
It's my new dating website.
Right.
FND.com.
Right. So I'm thinking you didn't go out with shorts on for a couple of years.
I don't care. I did.
You did? Okay.
So common.
I owned it.
I'm not cutting in front of you in the supermarket if I see you got an ankle bracelet on. I'm like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah.
You first.
We definitely caused some stares and, you get judged and, it's an automatic judgment.
Can you decorate it? Can you put like stickers on it?
Yeah, you could bling it out. You could bedazzle it if you want. Whatever you want.
Bedazzle it.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you're at the end of this. It sounds like you changed your life, and good for you, man.
Yep.
Yeah, moving forward. I don't know if you guys wanted to know it, but with her first, like her first couple days with the ankle monitor is, I don't know if you want to know or you don't want to know.
Yeah.
But I waited. I didn't post bond. I waited to go to court to see if my bond would get lowered. So I got it right from the courthouse. She obviously made bond. Now they're bringing her back to get it. But she'll be locked down minimum at the house. No, can't do nothing. Can only go to the lawyer or the hospital in an emergency for at least 120 days.
It's unbelievable they didn't put this in place at the first arrest.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she made bond. That's why she posted bond before court, before her original arraignment. If she didn't do that, she would have walked out with it.
Okay. Gotcha.
But she kind of stalled the process by posting the bond before her first court date.
Where the hell did she come up with that money?
Yeah
that's not a small
number. This story still infuriates me.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Where do you get $300,000? Like,
DJ, are you a convicted felon?
I am now. I pled out, yep.
Well, it's a story that infuriates convicted felons.
Right.
Okay?
No, it really does. Yeah. Like, this is she's an evil, evil soul. Evil soul. And like you said before, there's something missing.
There's something missing.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Now, there's something. There's more old wows coming. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Scratch the surface. Yep.
Hey, I got to roll, man.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Hey, thanks, you, brother. And good for you for turning your life
and
around.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks for the phone call. Good luck, everybody. Right.
Thank you.
AJ, keep your head up, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We've been talking about this story in Waterbury and what the hell with this stepmom.
Yeah.
Karina from Waterbury says she knows Kimberly Sullivan. Good morning.
Yep. Good morning.
How do you know her?
My sons went to school with both of her daughters.
Oh.
And they went to a Catholic school. There's the kicker.
Huh.
They went to a Catholic school. And she never once mentioned a stepson. I've met her husband who passed away. My neighbor actually worked with him where he worked, so I know of him.
What did he do?
He was a machinist.
Okay.
And he liked to hit the bottle a lot.
Right.
I don't know if that makes any difference, but I can't believe her girls and my son just talked to her, the youngest daughter, she's going to be like 26, just a few years ago. And I can't believe that she, knowing and going to a Catholic school, and they were so immense in it, never even freaking reaching out to help this poor kid. It's sickening.
Yeah.
She was Kimberly Sutherland. How can I sum her up? $2 hooker. That's what she looked like. She always had the little heels and her boobs hanging out, even on field trips and all this crap. Always tried to be nice to everybody. It was nice to her, but there was just something about
her. You can tell it's like phony nice.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. She just seemed like she was always about herself.
Right.
You know, it was always about herself, but they went to a Catholic school.
Nuts.
That's a twisted,
This so makes worse. Me sick to my stomach. Like, I don't live far from the school and the church. It's not a school anymore. that they went to, and just
how far is the school and the church from where they lived?
Let's see. It was St. Francis Xavier, which is in the south end of Waterbury, and they're up on like more like Waterbury Hospital. So it's maybe a 5-minute drive.
Wow. Okay. That's close.
You have to pay for Catholic school, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Back then it wasn't really expensive when we first got in. It wasn't too bad. It got more expensive as time went on, but now it's gone.
What a difference. So they're paying for those girls to go to Catholic school and not public school.
She never acted like she was like rich or had a lot of money.
Yeah.
I know she was an only child. I know that. I know her mother passed away. I met her mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. I met her mother. I can't believe like she would even have known. She had to.
Hold on. You got
to
speak slowly. You're speaking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
All right. Wait. So who was the only child?
Kimberly Sullivan was the only child.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It really winds me up. I can't believe that this went on and nobody knew. Nobody
doesn't this even make it worse, though, that
twisted.
They were paying money to send these girls to a Catholic school while not feeding the boy?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it wasn't like they were out of money and poor. They were paying for the kids to go to a Catholic school.
Right.
While they were not feeding this kid.
Yeah.
It makes it even... I didn't think this could get worse.
More twisted. Yeah.
This is another oh wow layer.
Yep.
Yeah, just no empathy.
Ugh.
And the girls knew. I mean, come on. They're in their late 20s, and they couldn't have done anything to help this poor guy?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think they're going to testify. I think they're going to testify for the state.
I think they're just as guilty. As far as I'm concerned, they are just as guilty.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, how could you? How could you? I wish I would have known.
So you said you knew the husband who was a machinist and he liked to hit the bottle.
My neighbor worked with him.
Okay.
I don't know too much about him. I'm 8th grade graduation. We all sat at the same table.
Your 8th grade graduation or your daughter's 8th grade?
No, the daughter. Yeah, the daughter okay. And my kids, son's 8th grade graduation. We all sat at the same table. Can't really say I know much about him.
Did you hear when he died? Did you hear about that or no?
No, nope, didn't even know.
Because you guys were already all on your own, you know, out of school. And
yeah,
out of
like
the
I would bump into her here and there. She had my phone number. I had her phone number.
Right.
I don't know. This is something.
She ever say anything to you that kind of sticks in your mind now?
Nothing at all. Like the fact that I never knew he even had a son.
Yeah.
Right. Never. Like never mentioned a thing. I don't remember. He definitely didn't go to St. Francis Xavier because we would have all knew and anybody who knew would have questioned stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody knew. Nobody knew a thing. She kept it. Like him, locked up.
Bottled up, too. Yeah. Damn.
That takes a lot of effort.
I really never thought much of her. Just, you know, try to get to know all the parents and be decent. But this just, I hope they lock her up for the rest of her life. I hope they lock her daughters up for the rest of their lives, too, because they're just as guilty.
Well, her attorney sounds like, he sounds like a nice enough guy, but... He says, well, we don't have to do anything. The state has to prove everything.
Yeah.
Man, if you don't start coming up with a compelling reason.
Yeah. Maybe I start working on
why?
That.
I think they got some good proof.
Yeah.
I think they got some good proof.
You better start working.
Yeah.
You have some work on your hands here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you for coming on, Karina. Appreciate it.
Thanks much. Right.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Well, you sound annoyed already.
I am. This list won't be funny. I'm just so pissed.
Oh,
it's
really?
A list of pissed.
More of a venting.
Oh, yeah. We got to get right to it.
Right.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just like so angry and nuts that's
as opposed
what this
to
is.
Every other Friday.
Right. Those other lists are like fun and whatever. This one, I'm just pissed.
I'm going to sit back in this one.
Let's flash back to last week.
Just call and talk on the phone.
Walking.
That the phone.
All right.
Phone.
Jazz and AJ. Boss Keith, top five.
I've never written a list faster. I wrote this in like 3 minutes.
Didn't even have to think.
Didn't even have to think
about
it.
It's in blood.
So 3.9 million people applied for college this year, right? It's the most in history. 8 million college applications went out. My daughter is one of those 3.9 million. And I mean, holy hell. It was like a big fat nightmare. So with that in mind, here are the top five things I've learned from the college application process.
Okay, fun.
All right, ready? Number five, whatever you think you're doing that is leadership or interesting, it isn't. Are you captain of your team? Cool. President of your class? Great. None of it matters. The only thing that matters is if you play the oboe for the homeless in the overnight and then take the money and solve blindness. That's all these colleges are looking for. Your regular resume stuff isn't working. You need to do just weird things. So, oh, great, you scored 50 touchdowns. Cool. But are you a master fencer that has competed on the moon? Then maybe you can get into college. Regular resume stuff is garbage.
I would have had a chance.
What's on your daughter's resume?
She's president of her class. She's captain of her cheerleading team. She won the state championship. She volunteers.
How's she doing on the basketball team?
That's the other daughter, and they were over 10. Okay. It's more of a coaching issue.
All right.
She's on the lacrosse. She does it all.
Yeah.
None of it matters.
Really, nothing.
Unless you do something really avant-garde or weird or real quirky or something like charity work that is weird.
Okay.
So there's some, I read some article, some girl knit hats for the whole list or whatever. Like, that girl goes to Harvard.
Okay.
Like, that's what Maddie should have done
that
this
counts.
Whole time.
Right.
We didn't do any. And instead of lacrosse, which, like, every regular girl in Connecticut plays, she should have done fencing or what's the curling? Something like that.
Something they can't find.
Right. Something that, like,
we
nobody.
We need somebody.
Right. So they get 1,000 applications and they're like, just another lacrosse bitch. They don't say, like, oh, this is interesting. That's number five, by
just
the way. There's
another lacrosse bitch.
That's an actual stamp.
That should be a bumper sticker for lacrosse parents.
Right.
Number four.
My kid is a.
Know someone. They always say it too, you know, sure. And I thought that was only to get jobs, but it's schools too.
Oh, really?
So if you know somebody at the University of Florida, call them. Is it the janitor? Doesn't matter. Have them go into the admissions building and yell. If you don't know someone that can shake trees and scream your name in the quad, then you're immediately behind the eight ball. We don't know anybody at any of these schools. So we just applied to these schools like, blah, blah, blah.
This will be fun.
And there's nobody to call. There's nobody to talk to. You send emails into the black hole. These admissions officers couldn't care less. Like, it's useless. So she's got a friend that got into Georgetown. The mom's the dean.
Oh.
Like, okay.
Oh.
Like, that doesn't do me any good. I know you
guys.
It'd be
funny if she didn't get in.
Right.
That doesn't help you.
So, like, who can we call?
Where's she applying? Schools around here?
No, she applied to UConn. She got into UConn, but she applied to, like, 20 different schools.
Wow.
It was thousands of dollars. Because she's insane. Everyone's insane.
Where did she
in my
get that
house.
From?
Shut up. Number three. All those tests you study so hard for, all those AP classes, all of it, none of it matters.
Really?
Either be in the top 10 in your grade or be 308. Being number 11 is no different than being number 267. You need to be in the top 10. If you're not in the top 10 for any of these competitive schools, then you're just a loser. Like, it's not worth it. Don't try super hard to be 12. Because being 12 does you no good.
All right.
These super competitive schools want you to say, I'm in the top 10. I'm 13. Great. You should be 280. It doesn't make a difference. So if you don't think as a kid that you can get into the top 10, stop studying. Stop doing your work. Just show up high. I don't care what you do. If you can't be in the top 10,
it doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
I told you it worked.
It worked for AJ.
Recognized.
Message.
Recognized.
So if you are ranked 22, can I interest you in a school in northern Vermont that every like weirdo hobo can get into? That's for you. Because unless you're in the top 10, you're not getting into BC.
What's the percentage of hobo applications?
It's very high.
Nice.
It's at least 80-20.
Right.
Yeah. Nice travel.
Number two.
Where did Maddie show up on this? Where
is she in her class? She's 17. Great. She should have been 301.
I couldn't hear it, all the yelling.
Right. So 17. Yay! We worked really
hard.
That's
pretty damn good, though.
Yeah. Who cares? It doesn't amount to anything. It doesn't matter. She didn't get into BC. She's 17. She's 17 in the class. It mattered nothing. Do I know anybody at BC? No. I don't know anybody anywhere. Again, I know AJ.
Right.
What is he going to do?
Nothing.
What have None doing? Of your Boston radio friends?
Nobody.
Know?
No.
Nobody
every dickhead's useless. I can't. Nothing. It's useless.
Really?
Number two. I left my car running and unlocked because I was in such a frenzy about this for 3 hours in East Haven last Friday.
What, you just got
at
out of
that event? I just got out.
And no one
she had called me and told me she didn't get into BC, she didn't get into UNC, and she got waitlisted at Villanova. So I pull into Anthony's whatever, and I just got out of the car and just left it running. Like a real nut.
Right.
I get back to the car, dude. It's on. And it's running. And it's unlocked. And I said, something is happening.
Right.
I already went to college. Why do I care? Anyway, number two. There is a myth that the SAT...
Oh, no, no. because we're training Brian for when Phil's out. Right. Brian, that little sound there, right. That's what you grab and send to me.
And to my therapist.
Right. No one stole the car because that's what I'm getting at. No, I'm not done.
Right, they're good. Okay, so there's a myth that the SATs don't matter anymore. Some schools, you don't even need to send them. And I was like, hell yeah. Right? Wrong. The SAT matters. When it's you and your 1310... and some other dickhead with a 1440, they're picking the dickhead, no matter what. So we didn't send ours in to a lot of these schools because it said you didn't have to. But it's a lie. That when it's apples to apples, they're looking at the SAT scores no matter what anybody tells you. It's false. So study for the SATs. Take a class, do something, and submit them if you want to go to these competitive schools. It's a myth. Don't believe their websites.
This is a guy with 4 years of guilt.
There's a t-shirt.
Blowing out.
There's a t-shirt.
I should have told my daughter to study for the SAT.
She took the SAT four times.
Oh, wow.
Four times. We took a class. We did the whole thing.
What was her highest score?
1310, which in your head is good.
So that wasn't a random number.
But no, that's a real number. Right? I have it burned in my soul. So
that sounds like a good number.
It does, right? I got an 1100. Like 1310, I was like high-fiving.
Right.
But like all these other kids, 1420, 1440, 1460, like, okay, are we going to take it a fifth time? No. I mean, we are. So... anyway, it matters. That's the takeaway here.
Okay.
The SAT score matters. So any parents who have kids that are going to apply for college, like, they got to take the SAT and buy them the $1,000 course to give them, like, six more points because it matters. Number one, not everyone needs to go to college. Why are
I told you.
Why are 3.9 million people applying to colleges? If you look at my neighborhood, right? Across the street is a guy that runs an HVAC company. His house is awesome. He has four Lexuses. He didn't go to college. He became an apprentice, like with heating and air conditioning, and then grew and then
trades
ran
fan.
And he makes all the money. He looks at me, he like mocks my yard. He has all, like, he's got a snowblower that like basically does it on its own. Like, the guy's amazing. So everybody should sit down if you have juniors in high school and say, hey, are you good at something else? Yeah, I can fix cars or whatever. Then do that because you're going to make a lot more money and not have to go through this. Because this is terrible. And this is going to give me a heart attack.
I can tell.
So my daughter can't do anything else. So she has to do this.
What does she want to do?
She wants to be a lawyer. So she's going to study business and then go to law school.
Be a cardiologist.
Right.
Take care of daddy.
She's like this. She's like loud and nuts and an arguer and all the things.
Oh, okay.
So,
that'll work then.
So
hey, do you remember when she was like three?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. She was a little kid when I first started.
She did cry louder. Yeah.
But so I think everybody should sit down and have a conversation about, hey, maybe we don't need to go to college. There is a bunch of other ways to make. My town is hiring police officers that start at 95 grand.
Wow.
Like, I mean, that's crazy.
Damn.
That's what I should do. I'd be a terrible
police
officer.
There's no crime in your town.
Right.
That's
perfect.
A pretty good gig.
So you hang around and you make 95 grand and you bust some house parties?
Right.
Awesome. What a time.
Is it one house is really loud that you
right. So that's it. That's what I've learned. All of it's terrible. She has not decided of these schools that she did get in where she's going to go. We're going to figure this out in the next few weeks. And I hate it. I've had a terrible time. It's been awful. So here we are.
Do you feel better?
No!
Jazz and AJ. Boss.
Turn your car off.
Top five.